This is Jason Wojo with your real estate investing power tip of the week. This week, we're going to talk about a strategy that many people use or have used in the past, I should say, to increase the number of their rental units and to increase the volume of that rental portfolio. It was very common to see people accumulating 20, 30 plus rental units using this strategy. And truthfully, it's a deck of cards. I want you to steer clear of it as far as you can. It's a very, very dangerous approach. And what it is someone would buy one property and they'd finance that one property with cash or somebody else's money, most likely, and then they would take out a home equity line of credit on that home and buy another one. And then with that, they would buy another one and another one. And you can see how this quickly becomes a deck of cards. I like to call this domino financing because only one of those has to collapse and the entire line will go down. We saw this in 2008, 2009. Please avoid it at all costs and invest in a much safer way with other leverage. And we'll talk about that in a coming week. This has been your real estate investing power tip of the week because power equals profits.
And we're back on the Financial Safari. I'm Kit Fitzsimmons. And as always, it's time to check in with our local financial coach in your area, John Kelly, the president of Kelly Financial Services, based there in Hickory Hills. If you're in the Chicago area and you need help taking a second look at your financial plan, or if you need to put one together to begin with, the number to call is 800-477-1135. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Kip. How are you doing yourself?
I'm doing fine. Well, we like to start off, as always, with some email questions from listeners. Obviously, we can't go into complete detail on the radio because everyone's situation is different. And part of answering a question is looking at it from all angles and considering all of the options that are out there. So if you need a full answer, you can always reach John Kelly at 800-477-1135. But in the meantime, let's take a look at some of these emails and see if we can't point these folks in the right direction at the very least. Starting off with Sandra from Midlothian. Sandra says, "My husband just retired from the school system at age 59 and started taking his pension. I'm now extremely jealous and want to retire too, but I'm only 57. Between his pension and the $850,000 we have in our 401ks, I think we have enough money. But the problem is that I can't take anything out of my 401k for 2 years, and it's even longer before we can take Social Security. Should I just suck it up and keep working a few more years?" What do you think, John?
Well, that's a good situation to be in, Sandra. In fact, we just had a client that came in here last week with a very similar situation to you. And numbers are a little bit similar on their 401ks, but there are a lot of mitigating factors that go into that. And again, one of them I would say, like we always say, you got to sit down and everybody's situation is different. We need to see what your monthly income needs are. That's the biggest issue we got to look at right here. I don't know how much you need monthly. I mean, is the home paid off? How much do you come in into the house every single month? Like, for example, this couple that was just in last week, she was wanting to do the same thing. Her husband had already retired. He got a decent pension. But like you said, she was 56, a year younger. So, Sandra, in her situation, what the deal was, she had the health insurance for both her and her husband. So she wasn't able to retire because he had a pre-existing condition, and it was really cheap through the school board. They actually work for the Chicago Public School Districts. So their coverage was through them, and again, Medicare doesn't kick in until you're 65. So in your situation, depends if your husband carries the insurance, do you carry the insurance? That is probably the biggest factor most Americans have today as far as when they actually will retire, because usually one spouse carries the medical. As far as income, again, sit down. What do you need for income? We got to sit down and do an actual plan. We got to put a budget in place. And where does that money come from? Like you said, there's a few years at the earliest before you can take your Social Security benefits. So depending on what your pension will be, his pension, if you even have one, that's something we have to sit down and look at.
Well, looking at the entire picture is what we always recommend, and getting started sooner rather than later. If you need any help taking a look at your complete situation, the number to call to reach John Kelly today is 800-477-1135. 877-1135. We're taking a look at some email questions from listeners. Next up is Russell in Homer Glen. Russell says, I'm 70 years old and planning to buy a house at the lake this summer. I could use cash out of my money market account, sell some stocks that are at an all-time high, and use those funds. Or I could just get a mortgage while interest rates are low. I have about $2.5 million, so it's not an issue of having the money. I'm just not sure which pot to take it from. What are your thoughts? What do you think, John?
Well, Russell, that's an awesome position to be in. And kind of, again, we had a very similar situation here a month or so back. A person was looking to buy a house on a lake up in Indiana. They had a lot of assets themselves as cash. But right now, like you said, interest rates are at an all-time low. So especially with the stocks being up, I mean, the problem is once you start selling stuff like that, you're going to create taxable events. So I would suggest if you have the income, and it sounds like you do here with that kind of assets, I mean, any bank should love seeing you come in there, is borrow the money. At least you're getting a tax write-off on it. So just understand where you're at in the ballgame. It's up to you. I mean, like I said, you have the income and you also have the cash. So what do you want to do? I would say take the tax write-off. Like I said, interest rates right now is so cheap to get money. Leave your money in the market, especially if they're doing well. Again, there's nothing wrong with getting rid of some stocks, selling some stuff. And that's the situation. You sit down and talk with your tax advisor, again, or come on in, we'll sit down and have a conversation, and just see what the situation is with your overall picture. But you can't beat a lake house.
Exactly. And a great situation to be in, Russell. So make sure that you're getting the best advice possible. Look at all of your options and weigh them out. The number to call to reach John Kelly is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. All right, we've got time for one more email. This one from Frank in Wheaton. Frank says, I want to start saving money for my two grandchildren who are both about to turn 10 years old. This would be money that they could access when they turn 18, but it wouldn't necessarily have to be for college if they didn't need it for that. So I don't want to just contribute to a college savings plan. What's the best tax shelter for this purpose?
Well, Frank, I mean, in Illinois here, obviously we have the 529 plans, which are great. But like you said, if you want to have a savings plan that's not necessarily for college, what we do and what I do myself is what we call IULs, and that's Indexed Universal Lifes. Their gains all grow tax deferred. And while you have the money put in there, when you pull the money out for college or even leave it for the kids for retirement, it comes out tax-free. It gets great returns. It's tied to an index. So depending on what your situation is, IULs are great because you can overfund them. You're not limited to how much you can put in there, like with Roth accounts or even IRA accounts. And you definitely don't want to be setting up any retirement accounts for children for college. So I would strongly recommend take a look at an IUL. Sit down and let's put some numbers together for you. This is what I do myself, and I've done it for a lot of my clients. It's a great place to put away money for college. And when they pull that money out, it comes out tax-free.
Well, tax-free is the phrase that we like to hear, and there are certain options out there that can take advantage of tax-free options like that. So if you want to sit down and run through all of the strategies that might work best for you, the number to call today to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services is 800-477-1135. Frank, great to hear that you're helping out your grandchildren saving money. Make sure you consider all of your options as you explore the opportunities out there for college investing. The number to call one more time, 800-477-1135. And actually, John, this is a perfect opportunity for folks to take advantage of your weekly offer. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Kid, anybody who wants to come in here will sit down, and like especially most of these people that called in today, income planning seems to be a very important part of what they're looking for. We'll do a complete income plan analysis for them. We'll sit down. We'll do a complete investment analysis for them. And I'm also giving away a copy of Patrick Kelly's free book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free retirement income. It's a great thing. It's a great read, especially with people 4, 5, even 6 years out from retirement, just to get an idea of some of the things that are out there and available for them.
The number is 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. 1135. Everyone's situation is different, and you really need an expert who deals with these kinds of issues every single day. A successful retirement plan is crucial. We know that. And you need to know that you're on the right track now, so you're not surprised later. Give John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services a call and start building that retirement plan. Or get a second set of eyes on your existing plan. No obligation, absolutely free. The number again, 800-477-1135. Now, we'll be talking more with John in just a few minutes. There's more Financial Safari on the way.